podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Cultivating Calm, a podcast all about anxiety and how to overcome it. Anxiety can quickly overwhelm our lives with stress and worry, but this podcast works to help relieve those anxious thoughts and feelings. In this series, I will be discussing not only what anxiety is, but ways in which to calm the mind and tips on how to cope with your anxiety in new and effective ways. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Cultivating Calm. For this episode, I have invited a guest to speak on her experience with anxiety and anxiety spiraling. Today, I am talking to Gigi, a psychology major here at Dominican. Gigi is diagnosed with severe anxiety and struggles with anxiety symptoms every day. I invited Gigi to be a guest on today's episode because of her experiences with anxiety, and I believe that she will offer another perspective of what it is like to live with anxiety, as well as providing you with some more coping mechanisms, skills, and tips specifically on how to prevent anxiety and anxiety spiraling. Before I talk with today's guest, let me give you some context on what anxiety spiraling is. Anxiety spiraling is also called catastrophic thinking. Anxiety spirals are triggered by things such as stressful events, situations, illnesses, or overwhelming worries. These thoughts can become so anxiety-inducing that the mind turns them into real-life dangerous situations rather than just thoughts. This is what causes anxiety spiraling. All of these thoughts adding up until you are in a state of anxiety constantly. Now that you have some context as to what anxiety spiraling is, let me introduce today's guest, Gigi. Gigi, I feel as though sometimes it is really difficult to tell whether or not you are just under a lot of stress or if you have an anxiety disorder. How did you first know that you had an anxiety disorder?
At a young age, I would always have trouble focusing on schoolwork or whatever I was doing. My mind would always be preoccupied with something else, or if someone was walking by my classroom, that would be more important than doing my work. But when I started realizing I had anxiety, it was during high school. I would get worried over the little things. I would be so stressed during tests and before tests that I would just overthink everything. And my parents were really concerned, so they asked me if I wanted to see a therapist, and I said yes, and I was diagnosed with severe anxiety, and they taught me how to cope with it and really what it is and how I could overcome it in my day-to-day life.
What is your experience with anxiety on a day-to-day basis?
On a day-to-day basis, I'm always overthinking. I'm just worried over everything, every simple task, like my outfit for a day. Is it going to be okay with the weather? Am I going to be too hot, too cold? Am I going to be late for class, so I should get there early, and then I'll get there really early? What I'm going to do for that day? What type of homework am I going to have? Everything like that.
Has your experience with anxiety changed at all since becoming an adult and a college student?
Yes, ever since I've been in college, I've been on my own. I'm away from my friends, I'm away from my family, so I don't have their support like face to face. I know that they'll support me and I could text them if I have a problem, but it's not really the same over text instead of face to face. So it really made me work out my problems and what I'm dealing with, the stress, anxiety, all on my own.
And how do you cope with your anxiety?
Whenever I'm studying for tests or I'm doing homework, I allow myself breaks. They could be social media breaks, they could be TV show breaks, reading breaks, just so that I could kind of just take a break from what I was doing and just be able to relax. That brings me into my next point, being able to rest. Like being able to relax, having a self-care day. I love self-care days. I would wear face masks, eye masks. I would watch my favorite movies. It would really be about me and I forget all my worries. Because I have so many thoughts running through my head, I put sticky notes on my laptop so I could write down whatever I'm thinking. I have a planner for all my tasks I'm supposed to do for college. Another thing I do is I exercise. I don't exercise a lot, but it does help me relieve stress over the weekends because of my schedule. But during the week, I like to meditate using the Calm app. I also like to do yoga when I'm on my own because it really clears my mind and helps me calm down. I also like to listen to music and do bullet journaling. I go to Pinterest and I look to see what they have and I make it my own. That's what anxiety is, just making it your own based on your personal experiences. These have helped me and maybe they could help you.
Being a psychology major, have you learned any helpful techniques or coping mechanisms for anxiety that you have applied to your own life?
Yes, because I do overthink, one of my teachers recommended Abraham Hicks' 17-second rule. Basically, what it is you have a thought and it lasts for 17 seconds until the next thought comes in and then so on and so on. So with that thought, with the first thought, I have 17 seconds to kind of dismiss it, to put it into it, to overcome it, being like, is this true? What's the facts? Is this really important? So it really makes me self-reflect on my own life, being like, is it really worth right now? Like, is it really important in the moment?
And also, being a psychology major, how do you feel about seeking professional help from a therapist for your anxiety or for anxiety in general?
I highly recommend it, especially me being a psychology major and wanting to help other people deal with their anxiety, their depression, and any of the disorders. But also for personal reasons, I have had two therapists. The first therapist I had was when I was 16, and she helped me a lot. She was there for when I was crying over what one of my best friends did. She helped me mentally pass my driver's license test, like the driving test, because she made me visualize me passing the test because I was so worried I was gonna fail, and just be there for me and let me talk it out. And they really validated my thoughts and my feelings. And they really suggest things that would be beneficial for me, and including an anxiety group where I met a lot of people who have similar experiences as I do, and we just share stories and we were able to connect over something with our disorders, and we were able to talk about how we have overcome it, how we don't let it consume us, and really like help each other deal with it and suggest new ways to overcome it.
Moving on to specifically talking about anxiety spiraling, what has your experience been like with anxiety spirals?
For me, with my personal experience, it's been a lot of the different emotions, worry, stress, all at once. It really like came at me being like, oh, this is what I have to do. And I remember one time during finals, I had to do a voice record for my effective communication class. And I had to make a video, and I got so stressed over everything that I just was just so worried. I was so nauseous that I threw up a couple times and I just needed to relax. And it really made me think, oh, I need to take a step back and see what I can do now and see what I can do later. I end up doing the voiceover and the editing the next day and just relax and just come up with a plan on what I'm gonna do.
So what has caused you to have anxiety spirals? Would you say it's more like a bunch of things sort of adding up to create this overwhelming feeling of anxiety?
I would definitely say it was a lot of things put together, and just with everything going on in my life and just putting some things off until the last minute, it just, whenever I have anxiety spirals, it always just gets me being like, oh, I have this to do and I don't really have that much time to do it, which it always leads to me rushing to get everything done. And then when I get it done, I'm like, I got this. I've done this before. I've overcame it. And yeah, I could always, and it's just a learning experience. Like if I put things off, next time I won't, because I'll remember this moment. I remember how I'm feeling, and it'll just be a great motivator.
How would you describe the difference between an anxiety spiral and an anxiety attack?
I consider the difference being different levels. The anxiety attack, it's not that high on anxiety scale. It's just, oh, you just have something come up and you just gotta deal with it. It's just something minor, but an anxiety spiral, it's just so many things adding up that the level is just way too high and you have to figure out how to deal with it. And there's just a lot of things to worry about, a lot of things that are happening in life that makes me personally have an anxiety spiral.
So would you say that they have different causes?
I would. I feel like with an anxiety attack, it's always something minor or a little bit big, but it's dealable. Like for me, it's either like I would have an anxiety attack when I'm driving or when someone else is driving, or just like a schoolwork. But a spiral can be school if I have a bunch of essays due, projects that are due in the same week. It could be something big at work or just something big in life in general that leads you to worry a lot and makes you be like, oh, what is going on? How am I gonna do this? But it's kind of easy to overcome if you just take a step back and reevaluate what you're gonna do.
When you recognize that your anxiety is starting to spiral, is there anything in particular that you do to stop it?
I do. I make sure I take a step back and reevaluate what I'm actually spiraling about and make a plan. And in that plan, I make sure I take breaks so I'm not overworking myself. But at times, I also need to distract myself with other things during those breaks so I can remember there's more to life than just schoolwork, that I also have a life and that I can do like whatever I really want to do in it, and it's my life and it's my choices on what I do. So,
and finally, what advice would you give to someone who is also struggling with anxiety?
My advice would be, it's not a bad thing to ask for help. You could see a therapist. Those help a lot with coping mechanisms, but also just telling your friends and your family, let it out. Just don't bottle in your emotions, because otherwise you're just gonna explode. And if you do see a therapist and they do tell you you have anxiety, educate yourself, see the different ways you could help yourself. Like, and then when they make recommendations, try new things, try new techniques. Anxiety is very personal, and it's very personal to you. What helps you might not help someone else. I know some things that have helped me that don't really help other people. I would suggest it, but if it doesn't help them, then that's okay. it's all up to you. Just be open-minded with new things, and just know that everything is gonna be okay. Anxiety can be overcome, and just be proud of yourself for the little things. Something my mom used to say is, anxiety is there to protect you. You just have to determine whether or not it's reasonable. So it really helps me validate my thoughts, my feelings, and everything.
Thank you so much, Gigi, for being on today's episode and giving some very helpful advice and reassurance to the audience. In today's episode, we discussed what it is like to live with an anxiety disorder, how to cope with anxiety and anxiety spirals, and overall advice for those struggling with anxiety. Thank you for listening to this episode of Cultivating Calm, and I'll see you next time.